Thank you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong and welcome to Pointless. This is the quiz show where all the questions have been asked to 100 people before the show and all our contestants have to do is come up with the answers that the fewest of those 100 people could think of. Let's meet today's players. Couple number one.
Hi, I'm Alice. This is my mum, Ingrid, and we're from near Portsmouth.
Couple number two.
Hi, I'm Holly. This is my work colleague, Kevin, and we're from Leicester.
Couple number three.
Hello, I'm Frank.
He's Dave, and we are workmates from Leeds.
And couple number four.
Hello, my name's Ian. This is Grace, and we are from Belfast.
Thank you very much. And these, ladies and gentlemen, are today's contestants. We will get to know all of you a little bit more throughout the show as it goes along. That just leaves one person for me to introduce, fixing the leaky pipes of ignorance with a lust for knowledge and quite a lot of his backside clearly visible. It's my pointless friend. It's Richard.
Hiya. Hi, everyone. Hiya. Good afternoon.
And to you.
You know, sometimes when people introduce themselves, you think, oh, that pair's going to be trouble.
You know, yeah, sometimes. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, I think Dave and Frank.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. They are trouble.
Round one, I think you're going to enjoy today.
Brilliant. I'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed. Now, all our questions on point has been put to 100 people before the show. Our contestants here need to find the obscure answers those 100 people didn't get. Now, everyone's looking to find a pointless answer. Of course, that's an answer that none of our 100 people gave. And every time that happens, of course, we will add £250 to the jackpot. Now, Mark and Andy didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that. So today's jackpot starts off at £8,250. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. OK, in this round, I'll take an answer from each of you, but there's no conferring, and the pair with the highest score at the end of the round will be eliminated. OK, so our first category today is... words. It's a words round. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, let's find out what the question is. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many words ending in IND as they could. Words ending in IND. Richard.
We're looking for any word that has its own entry in the Oxford Dictionary of English, please, that ends with the letters IND. As always, no abbreviations, no hyphenated words, no proper nouns, anything like that. Just any word with its own entry that ends IND. Very, very best of luck.
Right, now then, Alice. Alice and Ingrid, you all drew lots before the show, and today you are going to go first. Now, remind us what you do, Alice.
I'm a university course administrator.
That's exactly right. So I promise I'm not entirely thinking of words ending in IND. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. OK, yeah, good. What happened last time?
We went out because I did a very high answer on the Winter Olympics.
Canada. Why was that such a high scorer? 47 people out of our 100 said Canada.
If only I'd said Belarus.
Or Uzbekistan.
Well, yes, that was pointless.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just going to give you a little bit of time to think about words ending in IND.
Thank you.
Just giving myself a bit of time to think of a word ending in IND.
Okay. I'm going to take a bit of a gamble.
I like that.
And hope that this is one word rather than two words. So I'm going to go with colourblind.
Colourblind. Kevin's nodding. Quite a lot of people in the audience going, shh. Well, only one way to find out. Let's see if colourblind is right, and if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said colourblind.
Oh
Alice, bad luck!
That's
an incorrect answer, I'm afraid. It evidently has a hyphen. That means you score the maximum of 100 points. Oh, I'm sorry, Richard.
Sorry, Alice, that really is tough luck. Yeah, it's hyphenated, I'm afraid. Do you remember Darius from Pop Idol?
Yes.
Yeah, he released a single called Colourblind. That was all one word. But unfortunately, he's not our reference point.
Yeah, look
used
what
to be,
look
used what... to be, didn't he, in the early days?
Yeah.
We'd literally ring up Darius and say, is that a word?
But
and
he would only say, for, yes, only for sports and science rounds, though. I think.
Yeah, it was great. But yeah. Sorry, that's unlucky.
Was Darius influencing you at all then?
Totally, yeah. In life.
I'll tell you what, though. Can't use a hyphen, can he?
No. And that's what matters. Now then, Holly, welcome back to the show. And Holly, what do you do?
I'm a communications manager for a charity that supports volunteers and community groups.
And you and Kevin work together?
We do, yeah.
Excellent. And where is that?
In Leicester, in the centre of Leicester.
In Leicester. What do you like getting up to in Leicester?
I really like baking. Really into that. I really like cakes, as you might be able to tell. But yeah, I like making cakes, eating cakes.
Very good. What's the most ambitious cake you've made?
Well, I've got a bit of a... My favourite one is a chocolate mayonnaise cake. It's really good.
I'm guessing it is what it sounds like.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you make the mayonnaise as well? That would be really smart.
I'm not that good, no.
Wow. Can you taste the mayonnaise in the cake?
No, you can't.
Can you taste the chocolate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Word ending in IND.
Yeah, it's a difficult one because I've got a couple that I want to try, but they are hyphenated, and I don't know whether to wimp out.
If they are hyphenated, I really wouldn't go for them.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I can't. I can't do it. So I'm just going to really go. I'm going to go really boring and go mind.
Mind.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mind. Let's see if it's right. Let's see how many of our 100 people said it.
Oh.
Wow. 85. That's, yes, that is a high score. It's great news for Alice and Ingrid, though. Suddenly not that far ahead, as it turns out. Mind, Richard.
Yes, a very big score. I think I'll ask you right at the end of the round what your risky one would have been, because you've put yourself in trouble with that one. It's a very high scorer.
Yeah. OK, now then, Dave.
Hi.
Warm welcome to the show.
Thank you.
He's very casual, Dave, isn't he? Pointless holds no fear for Dave.
Yeah, he's like a smiling assassin. Don't you think? I'd be absolutely shocked beyond words if Dave wasn't a trained killer.
Now then, Dave. Well, what do you do, Dave?
I'm a trained killer. I'm a taxi driver. Straight trained killer.
Where are you a taxi driver, Dave?
In Leeds.
In Leeds?
Yeah.
And how do you know Frank?
Through business, and we've been driving together for about 12 years, and we were at school together, but I didn't know him then. He knew me, but I didn't know him.
Dave was famous, I bet, at school. Yes. Dave, when you're not driving around Leeds, what do you like to get up to?
Big supporter of Leeds Rhinos Rugby League Club, so home and away tend to be able to get to see those games and play a bit of darts. I've got the physique perfect for it, so...
Good stuff. Now then, word ending in IND.
Yeah, I'm going to take a punt here because there's been some high scores. So I'm going to go for, and I can't remember what it is, I don't know whether it's a fruit or it's something, but I've heard the word tamarind.
Tamarind.
Tamarind, yeah.
Tamarind, says Dave. Let's see if tamarind's good. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said it. Very well done. Four. Our first single-figure score, in fact, in this round, Dave. Tamarind.
Great start to your pointless career, Dave. Well played. Yeah, so it's a spice often used in Asian cookery.
Ian, welcome to the show. Now, Ian, where are you from?
I'm from Rathfarnham, which is in Northern Ireland, a very small town.
Right, you are. What do you do, Ian?
I'm currently studying journalism.
Very good indeed. Now, so what sort of journalism do you want to go into?
Possibly radio. I've done a little bit, dabbled a little bit in radio, so who knows.
What sort of radio have you done?
I did a sports show on community radio, and I did it in 1 week in December where it was a total freeze and there was no sports happening for the entire week.
Very good. Okay, now then, a word ending in IND.
I've got a couple in my head. I'm going to go with rewind.
Rewind. Says Ian, rewind. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said it. Rewind. He's absolutely right. Seventeen, very well done. Rewind.
Nice, safe answer, Ian, well done. Yeah, rewind. It's to rewind.
Excellent.
You know, fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the opposite of that one.
Gotcha. Right. Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. Very much the best score of that pass was Dave's lovely low score of 4 there. Then up to 17, where we find Ian and Grace. Then up to 85, where we find Holly and Kevin. And then up a little bit more to 100, where we find Alice and Ingrid. But nice to have a bit of company up there and the high scores, isn't it? There you all are together. So, yes, Ingrid and Kevin, It's between the pair of you. So, yeah, best of luck with that. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, Grace, we are looking for words ending in IND. Welcome to the show, Grace. What do you do?
I'm a freelance music journalist and musician.
What sort of musician are you?
I play organ and I sing at weddings.
Wow. You play the organ. Do you like sort of church organ, like sort of multi-manual? Do you play with the pedals as well?
Not yet. My feet, I don't quite reach.
That is tough. That is tough. And music journalism, how long have you been doing that for?
I've been doing it for about a year now, but I actually studied music at university, so that's my degree.
Right, OK. Mm-hmm. Lovely low score from Ian there. You're on 17. The high scorers are Ingrid and Alice on 100. If you can score 82 or less, you are already through to the next round.
Well, I had two words in my head, and one of them Dave took. So I'm going to go for the other one and hope it's good. I'm going to say rescind.
Rescind. Rescind, says Grace. There is your red line. That was one of the ones I thought of.
Was it?
Yeah. OK, if you get below that red line, you're through to the next round. Let's see if rescind is right. Let's see how many people said it. Very well done. You're through. 15 for rescind. 32 is your total.
Yeah, to revoke, cancel or repeal.
Thank you very much indeed, Richard. Now then, Frank. Dave did so well there. 4, lovely low score.
Very good.
Dave didn't know you at school.
What? No, I'm a couple of years younger than Dave, so he was always a good-looking kid at school, and I was a friend of his friend, and I tagged along beside him. He was a hero to me, but he can't even remember me. But 20 years later, we met up... Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
20 years later, when he needed the body's burying, he called me. And that's how I got in a taxi. And now I'm more of a carer for him because during... he can only do sort of one job in between bagel and coffee, so I try and talk him through the day and make him do two jobs between coffee breaks. But as you can see, I'm not that very good at that.
OK. Dave, I have no idea what he's talking about. Words ending IND.
Yeah, I'm not the brains of the operation. I'm going to try and keep it simple. I'm going to go for remind.
Remind. There is your red line, nice and high. Let's see if remind is right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said remind. He's absolutely right. Still going down. Look at that, 21. Wow. So mind scores 85. Remind scores 21. Where's the justice in that?
I know, absolutely. It's amazing, isn't it? Just those two little letters on the front.
Yeah.
Making 60 points different. But well played, Frank and Dave, safely through.
Very well done indeed. Now then, Kevin. Kevin, what do you like getting up to in your spare time?
It's very much music, bit of theatre, going out and seeing some shows, comedy.
But obviously we discovered last time that you have a massive CD collection.
Yes.
Do you play music at all? You're not in a band?
No. I just like to listen to it. I've never touched a musical instrument in my life. I think I'll be lethal with them.
Do you follow acts? Do you go and see live music?
I'm a great fan of Kylie Minogue. I've seen her 5 times now. I just think she's absolutely awesome.
Very good. OK, well, we discovered Steps, obviously a big part of your collection last time, and now the Kylie. OK, good. Now then, let's have a word ending in IND. You are quite high scoring there. There you are on 85. You are only 15 behind Alice and Ingrid. So, yes, we want to be scoring 14 or less.
My mind is so blank on this one. The only thing is something really easy, which will be grind.
You're going to go with grind. Yeah. Let's see if grind's right. Here is your red line, quite low, as you'll see there. But let's see if grind will get you below that red line. Absolutely right. Wow, 22 for grind. That takes your total up to 107.
Oh, that sets it up now, doesn't it? For Ingrid. Goodness me. I tell you who you'd want on the final podium in this sort of round is an ex-teacher.
Yeah.
That's what you'd like. Ingrid, remind us again what you used to do.
I used to teach. Yes, okay. That's right.
Perfect.
This is a tense one, isn't it?
It
is. Where would your money be now?
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to... You've got to fancy Ingrid, haven't you, at this stage?
No pressure.
Nope.
Oh, no, hold on. Loads of pressure. Loads of pressure.
Now, Ingrid, what did you teach?
Well, I started teaching as a drama teacher and I finished up teaching in a junior school. So, everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Good. Always good with words?
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Well, you've had a little bit of time to think of a really good word. What are you going to go for?
Humankind.
Humankind, says Ingrid. You want to be scoring 6 or less to avoid overtaking Kevin and Holly. There is your red line. If you get below that, you're through to the next round. Let's see, humankind, is it right? How many people said it? It's right. You've done it! Look at that! 1! The best score of the whole round. Very well done. Your total is 101. You are through to round 2. Very well done indeed. Now that's good.
That's brilliant, Ingrid. Very, very well played. Yeah, humankind for 1 point. Womankind would have scored you 2 points. And womankind would have scored you 1 point. That's also a word. But that's terrific. There's not that many words on this list under 6 points. This is what you needed. So you did terrifically well there. But before we look at the pointless answers, Holly, what was the risky one you were going to go for on the first pass?
Mastermind.
It's a pointless answer. Oh. That's unlucky. It's unlucky. It's the way it goes sometimes.
And mine, the one I was befriend.
Befriend?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Say again.
Oh!
You'd have gone for befriend. You've had, like, the whole round to think about that, and that's,
Yeah.
That's definitely
no.
What...
No, that's not
that's
what I'm
definitely
do.
What you're going for. Do you mean befriend?
Yep, there we go.
There you go, Holly. It could have been worse. Let's take a look at some of the pointless answers. Befriend isn't in there for some reason.
No, weird.
Yeah. Backwind would be one. Breakwind is a pointless answer, which is, it's not what you think.
No.
It's the Australian name for a windbreak. So you would take a breakwind on the beach, were you Australian. Gavelkind, which is a form of inheritance. Headwind is a pointless answer. There's mastermind, Holly, sorry about that. Sidewind, a pointless answer, or sidewind. Spellbind, a pointless answer. Sunblind as well, and wunderkind.
Ah.
All of those pointless answers. Very well done if you said any of those at home. Befriend.
I know what.
I mean, you
that
know what?
Is really
we should let
advanced.
Kevin and Holly stay and you should head off.
I really. Anyway, there we go. Thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure. That really was a pleasure.
I bet it was. Thank you. Now, at the end of our first round, I'm afraid the pair will be leaving us with a high score of 107. Holly and Kevin. Oh. Yeah, Richard's not completely wrong, actually. It should be me walking. 107. I'm sorry. And mastermind. What
no,
a cracking answer that would have been.
I should have just gone for it, but... And then, I just went blank. Mind.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. We have to say goodbye to you head-to-head last time.
Yeah, never mind.
Well, it's been great having you on the show. Thank you both so much for playing. Kevin and Holly.
Thank you.
But for the three remaining pairs, it's now time for round 2. And so 3 pairs remain. Only 1 returning pair, Alice and Ingrid. Oh, you did so well there, Ingrid. Fantastic. Were you worried at all that might be hyphenated?
No, I knew it was one word, but I didn't know whether it'd be low enough. But can I just say, I did when I was teaching,
yes.
Children had difficulty with the spelling of friend. So I...
Yeah, what sort of age? What sort of age were you teaching, Ingrid?
10-year-olds.
Yeah,
Remember that Friday is at the end of the week, you see, then you remember...
All right, OK,
yeah.
How many... Any English graduates among those 10-year-olds you were teaching? No. Anyway, thank you.
Oh, that's lovely, Ingrid, because you were genuinely trying to help there and you've made it so much worse for him.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Anyway, thank you so much. The category for round two is... composers. Composers. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns composers and their first names. Composers' first names, Richard.
On each pass, we're going to give you the surnames of six composers. You just need to tell us by which first names they're most usually known, please. There's going to be 12 in all to have a go at home. Very, very best of luck.
OK, thanks very much. So we're looking for the first names of these composers, and we have on our first board Weill, Elgar, Britten, Mussorgsky, Debussy and Beethoven. I'll read those one last time. Weill, Elgar, Britten, Mussorgsky, Debussy and Beethoven. So there we are. Six composers. Ingrid.
Kurt Weill.
Kurt Weill, says Ingrid. Kurt Weill. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said Kurt Weill. Absolutely right. Very well done indeed. Six for Kurt Weill.
Very well played again, Ingrid. Yeah, terrific answer. Collaborated a lot with Bertolt Brecht, Kurt Weill. They wrote Mac the Knife, probably their most famous collaboration.
Dave. Dave, what's the most obscure composer's first name you can think of?
Claude Debussy.
Claude Debussy, says Dave. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said Claude Debussy. He's right. Nineteen for Debussy.
Well played, Dave. Another good answer. Yeah, his most famous work, possibly La Mer, which was turned into Beyond the Sea, the Bobby Darin song.
Indeed, yeah. Thank you very much. Now then, Ian, you're the last person to have this board. Talk us through the board as much as you can.
I really couldn't have got a worse subject matter. I think I know one. And I think it's going to be quite high. That's if it isn't wrong. I'm going to go for Beethoven. Ludwig?
Ludwig. Ludwig, says Ian. Let's see if Ludwig is right for Beethoven. If it is, let's see how many people knew that answer. Absolutely right. 34 for Ludwig.
Yeah, didn't do too much damage there, Ian. That's a surprisingly low score, isn't it, for Beethoven? Wouldn't you think?
Well, they tend to be quite low scores, these rounds, even the more obvious ones.
That's very true. That is true. Let's take a look at the rest of these answers. You'll probably be quite good on this, Elgar.
Edward.
Edward, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
28, Britten.
Benjamin,
absolutely right. He's the biggest scorer there, actually, 43. Now, Mussorgsky is the hardest
one. I do happen to know this.
Do you? You know what? Do you actually know it?
Well, I'm now, obviously...
if you now say, yeah, I think it's Steve. Is it Steve Mussorgsky?
No, it's a curious name. It's Modest, in fact.
Modest, yeah, Modest, absolutely right. Yes. Would have scored you 2 points. Very well done if you got all of those at home.
Anyway, thank you. We're halfway through the round, so let's take a look at the scores as they stand. Six, very much the best score there, Ingrid with Kurt Weill. Then up to 19, where we find Dave and Frank. Then up to 34, where we find Ian and Grace. We're going to go back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, we're going to put six more composers on the board, and here they are. We have got Verdi, Shostakovich, Gershwin, Webern, Holst and Humperdinck. I'll read those all one last time. Verdi, Shostakovich, Gershwin, Webern, Holst and Humperdinck. Now, remember, we're looking for the first names of these famous composers. And Grace, obviously, you're going to try and find the one you think the fewest of our 100 people knew. So there you are. You're on 34. You are the high scorers at this point.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to be brilliant on this.
I'm going to say Giuseppe Verdi.
Giuseppe Verdi. OK. As I say, you're the high scorer, so there's no red line for you. Let's see how far down Giuseppe will take you for Verdi. Is it right? How many people said it? Absolutely right. 17. Very well done. That takes your total up to 51.
Giuseppe Verdi, Joe Green in English.
Thanks very much indeed. Now then, Frank.
Hello again.
Frank, the high scorers are now Grace and Ian on 51. You are on 19. If you can score 31 or less, you are through to the head-to-head.
I have no idea about any of them, so I'm just going to have to try and guess a name. William Gershwin.
William Gershwin says, Frank, let's see if William Gershwin's right. Here's your red line. Is it right? No, bad luck, Frank. I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer, which means you score the maximum of 100 points. I'm sorry, Frank.
Sorry, Frank. I'll go through the whole board at the end of the play.
Please, sir, yeah.
OK, now then, Alice, the board is yours. Huh. You're through to the head-to-head. This is good news.
Yes.
You'll never overtake the high score of Frank and Dave.
Well, I know two. I know George Gershwin, and I think it's definitely probably Gustav Holst. So I'm going to go with Gustav for Holst.
Gustav Holst, says Alice. Let's see if that's right. No red line for you, you're already through, but let's see how many people said Gustav Holst. Absolutely right. Very well done. Takes your total up to 26. Lovely low total there. Richard.
Born in Cheltenham, Gustav Holst, most famous for the planets. Let's take a look through all the answers. Now, Gershwin, George Gershwin, yeah, absolutely right. Would have scored you 31 points. Now, Humperdinck.
Engelbert.
Well, Engelbert Humperdinck is named after him, so the answer is Engelbert Humperdinck. Shostakovich is Dmitri, and Webern is Anton. Anton Webern, if you said that's a pointless answer, so very, very well played if you did. He was famous for doing quite atonal pieces of music.
The second Viennese school.
But they were incredibly short, which was the good thing about them.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much indeed, Richard. OK, so at the end of that round, I'm afraid, Frank and Dave are our high scorers on 119. We have to say goodbye to you. You were that close, Frank.
Oh. Is it the one from the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yeah, no, it's a different Engelbert.
But nobody would have known.
Listen, Frank and Dave, the good news is we get to see you again next time. We'll look forward to that very much indeed. But meantime, thanks so much for playing Frank and Dave. Brilliant contestants. But for the remaining two pairs, it's now time for our head-to-head. Well, congratulations, Grace and Ian, Ingrid and Alice. You are one step closer to the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £8,250. So, to decide who gets to play for that money and go through to the pointless final, we are now going to go head-to-head. This time, you are allowed to confer. The first pair to win two questions will be playing for the jackpot. OK, well, very, very best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. OK, here comes your first question, and it concerns Batman villains. Batman villains, Richard.
I'm going to show you five pictures now of Batman villains. Can you tell us the name of the actor or actress playing them, please? Good luck.
OK, let's reveal our five pictures of Batman villains, and here they come. We have got A. B. C. D. And E. There you go, five Batman villains. Now, Grace and Ian, you've played best throughout the show so far, so you get to go first.
Yeah. Basically, I know all of them, but we're just trying to decide which would be...
Which is the lowest
score.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think the least known actor's name probably will be A, and that is Aaron Eckhart.
Aaron Eckhart. OK, Aaron Eckhart. Say Grace and Ian. Aaron Eckhart. Alice and Ingrid.
Yes, we basically did the same thing where we knew them all, but we've just been debating which would be the best one. B is Michelle Pfeiffer. C is Jim Carrey. D is Cillian Murphy. And E is Uma Thurman. So we're going to go with D, Cillian Murphy.
D, Cillian Murphy. So it's between Aaron Eckhart and Cillian Murphy. Grace and Ian went Aaron Eckhart. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said Aaron Eckhart. Oh! That's a great score, four. Alice and Ingrid have said Cillian Murphy for D. Let's see if that's right. If it is, let's see how many people said Cillian Murphy. Is right. Four is what it's got to beat. It's going to be very close, I think. Oh, it does it! Three! Very, very well done indeed. Alice and Ingrid, two brilliant answers there. But Cillian Murphy just pips it. After one question, Alice and Ingrid, you're up 1-0. Richard.
Brilliant answers there. The best two answers on the board, you'll be unsurprised to hear. And I think both teams knew all of them, which is very impressive. The other three all would have scored higher. B, as you say, is Michelle Pfeiffer, would have scored you 24. Jim Carrey would have scored you 31. And Uma Thurman at the bottom there, and she would have scored you 22. Very well played, both teams.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, here comes your second question. Grace and Ian, you have to win this one to stay in the game. It concerns Aussie slang. Good luck, Richard.
We're going to show you five words now taken from Aussie slang, but we've left out alternate letters. Can you fill in those blanks, please?
OK, let's reveal our five Aussie slang terms, and here they are. We have got B blank N blank A, meaning excellent, T blank O blank G blank, meaning flip-flops, O blank K blank R, meaning ignorant chap, Y blank, K blank, E blank, work, and P blank, M blank, I blank, English person. I'll read those again without the blanks. BNA, excellent. TOG, flip-flops. OKR, ignorant chap. YKE, work, and PMI, English person. There we are, five Australian expressions. Ingrid and Alice, you go first this time.
Right, we're going to go for thongs for flip-flops.
Thongs, okay. Thongs, say Ingrid and Alice. Grace and Ian.
I think, what do we know?
I think pommy is going to be quite high.
Yeah.
Excellence, I think, is bonza. It's, shall we take a punt? Because I think English person is going to be quite high, so.
Yeah.
It's all or nothing. Flip-flops is pretty good, so. Bonza for excellence, I think.
Bonza. You're going to say bonza for excellence. So we have thongs and we have bonza. Now, Alice and Ingrid, you've gone for thongs. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said thongs. Absolutely right. 34 for thongs. Now, Grace and Ian, you have gone for bonza, meaning excellent. Bonza, let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many people said bonza. It's right. You have to win this one, though, to stay in the game. Is it? Oh, no! 47. Very well done, Alice and Ingrid. That means, after only two questions, you are through to the final 2-0. Richard.
It's amazing. It's a generation brought up on Home and Away and Neighbours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is why everyone knows what bonza means. Perhaps 20, 25 years ago, people wouldn't have known. Let's take a look at the rest. You were right to avoid pommy. Would have scored you too many points. Would have scored 81 points. Work, a bit of hardy yakka. Yakka, well done if you said that at home, 7 points. And an ignorant chap, ocker, and that would have scored you 6. So it's the best answer up there.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So our losing pair at the end of the head-to-head, I'm afraid to say it's Grace and Ian. The great news is we'll get to see you again next time. But, I mean, you've done so well. Really, really solid performance throughout the show. Anyway, I'm sure you'll do just as well, if not better, next time. We'll look forward to that very much indeed. Grace and Ian, thanks so much for playing. But for Alice and Ingrid, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Ingrid and Alice. You've seen off all the competition and you have won our coveted pointless trophy. So very, very well done indeed. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot. And at the end of today's show, the jackpot is £8,250. Very well done. Finally, here you are. Oh, it's round two, I think, last time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah, well, that must have hurt.
It did, yes.
That must have hurt.
Maybe, but it's for me.
Well, you can forget all about that now.
Yeah.
Exactly, and after colourblind, we can forget all about that as well. Maybe draw a veil over a friend. Now, what would you like to see come up in this final round? You know what they're always like? They're always quite tricky.
Yes. Well, you've had Irish playwrights up there a few times, and nobody's ever chosen that. Quite wouldn't mind having a go at that one.
I'd quite like actors, because I collect that sort of thing in my head in a weird little box, so that would be brilliant.
OK.
Yeah.
Very
good. Disturbing image.
Slightly, but no, it's good. Best place for them. So, to win that money, all you have to do is find a pointless answer. Firstly, you have to choose a category, and here are the five you can choose from. They are countries, poetry, pop music, astronauts, Wimbledon.
I think countries or poetry. Oh, gosh.
Good Lord.
Ooh,
I would think that countries might be stronger than poetry.
OK.
Because of you. So I'm...
All right, well, if it's not, though, you don't mind if...
No, we've got the trophy, I'm good.
Well, that's right, yes, OK. We'll go for countries, please.
Countries it is, OK. Let's find out what the question is. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many countries that are south of the equator as they could. Richard.
Yeah, we're looking for the name of any African, Asian, Australasian or South American country whose sovereign territory is entirely or partly south of the equator, please. Any country that's south of the equator. As always, by country, we mean a sovereign state that is a member of the UN in its own right. Very, very best of luck.
OK. You now have up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that jackpot of £8,250 is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready? OK, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
OK, so Democratic
Republic... Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, OK.
People's Republic...
Democratic Republic of Congo.
Small...
Is El Salvador... Is that...
I think that could be
too
on
high.
The equator, yes. Okay. South American countries, we're thinking. Patagonia.
Patagonia is nice.
Is Tierra del Fuego... A separate entity, I don't know.
I do not know.
No, no. I'm pretty sure, well, Argentina, but they're
big too
ones.
Big, too
yeah,
big.
Yeah, too big.
African?
Botswana? What about Botswana?
Yeah.
What are we doing? What's the other half of Papua New Guinea? There's another one.
I could just name things, but
no.
10 seconds left.
No.
So how about Asia? And these sort of thing over there.
Not sure where the equator goes.
Okay, let's go back to Africa.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, that's your time up, I'm afraid. So we were looking for countries south of the equator. I now need your three answers.
What? So we go for Patagonia.
Yep.
Patagonia.
Botswana.
Yep.
Botswana.
And Papua New Guinea.
And Papua New Guinea. OK, of those three, which do you think is your best shot at a pointless answer?
Patagonia.
Patagonia will put last. Which is your least likely, do you think?
Papua New Guinea.
Papua New Guinea, OK. OK, let's pop those up on the board in that order, and here they are. We have got Papua New Guinea, Botswana, Patagonia. So we were looking for countries that are south of the equator. Papua New Guinea was your least confident answer, the one you elected to put first. You only have to find one pointless answer, remember, to win that jackpot of £8,250. So let's see. How many people said Papua New Guinea? Is it pointless? It's right. OK, down it goes. If this goes all the way down to zero, you leave here with £8,250. Still going down. Down into single figures. Still go four. Ooh, four's good. Four's very good. Nice place to be starting. And that was, you thought that was your least likely to be pointless. Four's very good.
Possibly, yeah.
So only two more chances to win today's jackpot. £8,250. That would be a very nice jackpot to win. What would you do with that, Ingrid?
I'd have a big party, I think. I like parties, and I'd like to go to America.
Excellent.
I have been once, but I'd like to go again.
Alice?
I'm planning to do... I haven't got a course or anything, but I'm planning to do MA acting at a drama school, and it would help me live for some period of time, which would be nice.
Well, very, very best of luck to both of you. We're looking for countries south of the equator. Let's hope nobody said your next answer, Botswana. Again, this has to be pointless for you to win that jackpot. So for £8,250, let's see how many people said Botswana. Was right. Again, your first answer, Papua New Guinea, took us all the way down to four. Botswana now taking us down through the teens, again into single figures, still going down. Down it goes, two! Oh, this is wonderful. There is a clear trajectory here from four to two. Keep this up and we should be on Pointless for your last answer. So only one more chance to win today's jackpot. Everything now rests on Patagonia. We were looking for countries south of the equator. You said Patagonia was your most confident answer. It has to be Pointless. You're not sure if it's a country.
I've just sort of flashed in my mind, where is it?
Let's hope it is a country.
Yes.
And let's hope no one else could think of it. And then you will leave here with £8,250. OK, let's find out. Patagonia, is it Pointless?
Oh, no!
Bad luck! Bad luck! Oh, no. Oh, you were on perfect course to score a Pointless answer there. But I'm afraid you didn't manage to find that all-important Pointless answer, so I'm afraid you don't win today's jackpot of £8,250, which will roll over to the next time. But we have loved having you on the show. You do, of course, get to take home our Pointless trophy, so very, very well done.
Well played, Alice and Ingrid. You've done terrifically well on this show. Patagonia, not a country. It's a region of South America. Yeah. A bit of it's in Argentina, a bit of it is in Chile. Yeah. Now, you mentioned another couple of countries you're going to go for. Am I that obvious?
Oh, no.
You mentioned particularly the Democratic Republic of Congo.
No.
Which is a Pointless answer.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, would have just won you over £8,000. But let's take a look at the Pointless answers. Burundi, in Africa, the Comoros, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Nauru, that's in the Pacific, Sao Tome and Principe, the Seychelles, and Timor-Leste, Asia's youngest country, we sometimes call it East Timor. Those were all the Pointless answers up there. Very well done if you said any of those, and very, very bad luck with the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Oh, that's the worst thing, isn't it? But unfortunately, we do have to say goodbye to you, Ingrid and Alice. It's been nothing but a joy having you on the show.
Thank
You've been
you very
brilliant
much.
Contestants.
It's
been Thank wonderful. You so much for playing.
Day.
Ingrid and Alice.
Thank you very much.
So sadly, Alice and Ingrid didn't win our jackpot today, which means it rolls over onto the next show when we will be playing for £9,250. Join us then to see if someone can win it. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.